neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Accept it, and then she feels a lot of pain. So usually the pregnant ladies, when they have pain, the doctor suggests, what should they do? No, ultrasound. No? So where did she go?
To Shem.
She went to Chacham to see what is exactly happening. So what the Chacham told her? You have two hands, and then one is righteous and one is wicked.
More righteous.
One is righteous and one is wicked. So what did she? What was her response? Was what did she do? Was she happy?
No.
Why not? Did she complain? You see, she complained.
No.
When she was told that you have one tzaddik, one wicked.
She didn't sing.
Was she happy?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, she was happy.
How could she be happy when one of the child is?
Because you don't see, she complained. She went home. So that means she was.
She was happy.
She was happy. So why wasn't she happy beforehand?
They were fighting.
Uncertainty.
That means?
Didn't want
to. No, but does that make you happy? God forbid, if there is a twin, and one is Sadiq and one is Rasha.
She may have thought to herself that both of them could have been Rasha. Now that one of them.
No, two Rasha, they don't fight. That's obvious. They don't fight.
She was worried if there is one as the Bishiwashi one.
Ah, Chazak Baruch Hai, Doctor. Beautiful. So now here, her worry was, this is only one kid, and he has a dual personality. One day he's Tzaddik, one is not Tzaddik. So now that when Shem told her, don't worry, it's not one kid, it's two kids. One is Tzaddik, and one is a Rasha. So, oh, Baruch Hashem. So that means to have a dual personality that fail, sometimes you can do good, sometimes not. That's even worse than to be two people, that one is Tzaddik and one Rasha. Here there's an interesting question that Gemara Masechet Nida brings, Daf Lamed, that a womb has a special teacher. You don't need to pay any tuition, nothing. And teaches the baby for 9 months. Who's the teacher?
A malach.
And the Gemara says that there's a candle on the top of the head of the baby and teaches him the whole Torah. So now here, Yaakov Avinu Shalom was learning Torah from malach. So here the Midrash says, when Rivka Imenu felt the pain, as it says, Veit rotetzu, ratzu. There was such a stress. When Rivka Imenu was passing by Pirkei Dohini, Yaakov wanted to jump out to go to Beit Knesset. When Rivka Imenu would go to Chinatown, would she go to Chinatown?
No,
she passed by.
Chas v'shalom. So why he says that Esav wanted to jump out? Would she ever go, do such a thing? That's what Midrash says. Chas v'shalom, that Rivka Imenu would pass a place that is not suitable. But here is an interesting, very, very keen point, and that is Esav had a very, very sensitive radar that could spot idol, even that Rivka Imenu didn't know that his place is a place of idol worshiping. To the means, let's say in a house, and today, unfortunately, it's very customary that people, they have in their china cabinet the stuff that they're not supposed to as a decoration, but it's an idol. But Esav could smell it. That how strong of a sense of detecting the Avodah Zarah Esav had. So now here, Yaakov Avinu Shalom was learning from Andrew, but the Esav is understandable that wanted to jump out and, you know, be involved with the idols. But the question that is asked, Yaakov Avinu Shalom, if he's learning with Andrew, so why do you want to jump out in Pico Robertson or Pico Doini? Huh?
You have a teacher in there, stay in there and learn.
Of course, and you don't have to pay nothing. And you don't need to be late or early, you know, it's always there. On time, yeah. Why? And the answer is very simple. And that is, even though that you're learning from an angel and you have a classmate like Esav, it's sitting the same bench with you, run out! Don't stay there. Even learning from an angel. But if somebody is sitting next to you is acting like Esav, does not guide you and distract you, you have to jump out. There's a very beautiful point. If you add up Esav, how many you get?
376.
So you add Shalom also. How many you get? 376. So Esav and Shalom, Esav and peace, it's the same gematria, same unique value. What does that mean? Make sense?
No.
Doesn't make sense. So why the name of Esav is exactly peace, Shalom? And the answer here is that, is it good to have Shalom or not?
Yes.
It's good. But Shalom with who?
First you have to have Shalom with yourself.
Ah, yes. But in the other hand, if you have Shalom within yourself with Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, is the worst thing that could happen to you. What does that mean? That means if you always listen to Yetzer Hara and you say, okay, no problem, what difference does it make? Ah, don't worry about it. So then you're in a big trouble. But if you always have challenge, should I say it? Should I say it? No, I'm not going to say it. Should I get angry? No, Chas v'Shalom. Should I listen to this? Chas v'Shalom. So if there's a challenge constantly that Yetzer Tov doesn't permit you to do something wrong, then you're in a good position. But Esav had Shalom. Whatever Yetzer Hara would tell him, would say,
okay.
Charge, yes. So that was the problem of Esav. Yaakov Shalom always had the battle, but never listened to Yetzer Hara. And that's what exactly the whole task here is. Then of course, it's much easier to be under the control of Yetzer Hara and listen to him. And you don't need, you know, to go through the challenge and management. But here we see the outcome, exactly that's what it is about. One is Yaakov, one is Esav. Why? Esav doesn't care. What the Yetzer Hara tells him? He follows. But Yaakov Alav Shalom, you know what the challenge it is? What the work it is, that to be able to do the right thing. Hashem is like, you
know. You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.